Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Right, beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Yud Ches, we are up to Sif Dalet. The second line on page Kuf Lamed Dalet, which is the page following 266. Sif Dalet is a long sif. We're going to split it up in Mirtz Hashem over three shiurim. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Tafshil Shenis Bashel Kol Tzarkoi, a cooked dish that was fully cooked. Yesh bo mishum bishul in etzdanin. There is an additional iser of bishul if it cooled off. Yesh bishul achar bishul, by something that cooled off. So you cook a dish, fully cooked, and now it cools off. There is another iser of bishul to cook it again. The Rama says v'yesh omrim dafka in mitzamik v'yafalo. Zot the Rama, this iser of bishul is only if by cooking it more it makes the dish better. The Mechaber then says, v'imlo nisbashal kol tzarko, if it's not fully cooked, afilu nisbashal kemacha ben drusoi, even if it's cooked to the point of macha ben drusoi, which we learned way back in the beginning of the Sefer, that is either half cooked or a third cooked. That's the machlokas. So even if it's nisbashal kemacha ben drusoi, but if it's not fully cooked, shayach bo bishal afilu ba'oda roseach, so then it's more machmir, there will be an isra of bishul achar bishul, even if it's still hot. So when it's fully cooked, there's only an isra of bishul achar bishul if it cooled off. If it's not fully cooked, even if it's cooked nisbashel kemacha ben drusoi, so then there's going to be an isra of bishul, even if it's still boiling hot. And then the Mechaber says the very important line, v'hani mili shiesh bo bishul achar bishul, b'tavshul shiesh bo morok. This that we say, once an item was cooked, there's going to be another isra of bishul afterwards. That is only when there's soup there, when there's morok, when there is liquids. Aval dover shen is bashal kfar. But something that's already cooked, v'hu yavish, and it is dry, mutter l'shroso b'cham and b'shabbos, you're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. So that's where we'll stop in the Mechaber for today. But the Mechaber is saying the last point, this whole discussion, if there's bishul achar bishul, zok the Mechaber, this is all talking about a case where there is liquid. But if it is something that is fully cooked, and it is dry, so then there would be no isra bishul achar bishul. The way the Mechaber says it is, it will be mutter to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning at Sivkot Nechav Beis. We said, a tashel shenish bashel kol tzarko, yesh bo mishum bishul. There is an isra still of bishul on this item that was already cooked and it cooled off. V'chol dinam ha'asurim mishum bishul, and all laws that apply to bishul, afilu litin al hakira o la tanur kodem hesek aser, even to put it on the kira or in the tanur before you fire them up is going to be aser, k'mo shekasa simen reishon gimel, like we saw the isra of bishul earlier in simen reishon gimel. Sivkatan chav gimel, there is an isra of bishul, V'al kein osa min ha-teira l'haniach ha-tavshil hazeh b'shabes b'mokom cham shayad seledes bo. Therefore, there is an isa daraisa to place this fully cooked dish that has now cooled off in a place that is hot to the point of yad seledes bo. U'la'orev oso b'tavshil roseh b'klisheni yesh l'hokil. However, to mix this dish that's already fully cooked and has cooled off, to mix it with another dish that's boiling hot, that's in a klisheni, so then there is room to be lenient, because by klisheni, we hold that it's not really mevashel, and therefore in this case, it will be mutter, one can be mekel. Sivkatan chav dalet, when is there an isra of bishul achar bishul? That is when it's the nitzdanin. Very important point, that's when the dish, and we're talking about a liquid dish, has cooled off. Zokta mishabura chav dalet, hainu, she'ein hayad so let us bow. What does it mean, Zakhtim Mishabur, that it cooled off, l'fi the Mechaber, that there'll be an additional Isser of Bishul again? That is so long that it is no longer Yatzul Ledesbo. It went down below that point. Avshuk Tzas Chamadayin. Even though the dish is still somewhat hot, but it went down below Yatzul Ledesbo, there's Vaiter and Isser of Bishul afterwards. Avol, im Hayatzul Ledesbo. But if the dish is still at the point of Yatzul Ledesbo, even though it has gone down from its boiling, it has cooled off a little bit, but it is still at the point of Yatzul Ledesbo, lo shayich bo bishul od. Then there would be no isra of bishul anymore. The bichlau roseachu, that's considered boiling hot. The ein bishul achar bishul. And then we would say ein bishul achar bishul. So the Mechaber said that there is an isra of bishul achar bishul if the wet liquid item has cooled off. Zakhtim Mishabur, what the Mechaber means, it cooled off below Yatzel Letzbo, then there's an Isser to bring it back to Yatzel Letzbo. But if it is still at the point of the Yatzel Letzbo, even though it cooled off from where it was boiling, then it's considered boiling hot already, and there would be no additional Isser of Bishul while it is still so hot. In the brackets he writes, very important, this discussion is V'davka le'inyan l'achziru l'tanur k'shu goruf min ha'gecholam o shehim amumim. This is Dafka talking about you want to return the item that is still boiling hot to the oven when the oven is goruf akotim. The oven is already cleaned out from the coals, or the coals are going out. Ava l'tanur k'she'enu goruf. But to return it to an oven that has the coals there, it has not been cleaned out, the kol shekein ala ish mamish, and certainly to put it back on the fire mamish, osir lahachzir lukuliyamu afilo rosea gomor. That is 100% osir. That's called chazara, and that's where you learn the siman reish and gimel. So that which we're saying over here, that it's going to be okay if it's boiling hot, that is not if you're going to be putting into a tanur that has coals, because then we're worried you might come to soak the coals, and certainly not on the fire mamish. It's only talking about a case where you're moving it back to the tanur that is already goruf, following the rules of what we learned about chazara back in Reish and Gimel. So assuming all the other criteria of chazara are there, you don't have to worry about bishul if it is still above the point of Yatzel Levesbo. But if you can have other concerns that you might soak the coals because there's fire there, or because there are coals that are burning, so then you would have the surim that we discussed about chazara over there. But returning it to an oven that is already cleaned out of the coals, and the dish is still boiling hot of Yatzel Levesbo, then according to the Mechaber, that is mutter. And now we have a very important point that the Mishabura tells us, Lefi the Ramah, a very big leniency. The Cholze Hudasa Mechaber, this that we say, that it's only going to be mutter to do Bishul again, if it's still at the point of Yatzel Levesbo, that is all according to the Shita of the Mechaber. Aval haramolik hamon b'siv tezvav b'hago kosa. But the Ramah later on in this siman is going to write, the kol's man shalon itstanin lagamri. So long that the dish has not cooled off totally, nogu lahokel. Our minog is to be lenient, the ain bo mishum bishul, there will be no more at Isra bishul. So again, according to us, according to the Ramah, so if the oven is cleaned out of the coals, or practically speaking, you have your crock pot is lined, and you're following the other rules of Chazara, so then it does not have to be boiling hot in order to return it to the base, as long as it will be still warm is going to be good enough. A major kula over here of the Ramah over the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it has to still be Yatzel Levesbo to say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Zok the Ramah, as long as it is not cooled off totally, as long as it is still a little bit warm, there already will not be an Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul. And therefore, if the other criteria are met, as Garva Katum and other criteria that we discussed in Reish and Gimel, then the Chazara would be permissible. So that is the first point of the Mechaber, that a dish that is fully cooked, and as we saw, is liquid, so there is another Isser of Bishul in the Stanin. Again, the Ramah understands that if it's totally cooled off, then there will be an Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul, but if it is still warm, there would be no Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul, Lefi the Ramah that we'll see later. The Ramah over here then said, this Isra Bishul Achar Bishul is dafka if the cooked dish, which is fully cooked, is going to get better by cooking it further. Zaktim Mishabura Chavei, Avol, im mitstamik viralo, if by cooking it more you're making it worse, it's going to start getting burnt, it's going to go downhill, mutter laniach samach lumadura afilu b'mokom shayasa lesbo, then there would be no Isra of Bishul Achar Bishul, you would be allowed to put it next to the fire, even in a place where it is Yatzel Levesbo. However, v'ayim b'bach she'posa k'svara harishona, look in the bach who passes like the first shita, the ein chiluk bazeh, that there is no chiluk, whether it's mesamek v'ralo or mesamek v'yafalo, either way it's going to be usher, v'chein masha v'bira gro, so to its masha from the gro, that there is an isra of bishul achar bishul, assuming it has cooled off, l'fi the mechaber his shita, l'fi the ramah his shita, whether it's getting better or not getting better, whether it's getting better or getting worse by cooking it again. Sifkatan Chavav, the Mechaber then said, and if it's not fully cooked, even if it's at the point of Macha ben Jusai, it's half cooked or a third cooked, then there is an Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul, even if it is still boiling hot. Because Lamaisa, if you think about it, it's boiling hot, but it's not cooked yet. So then obviously there's going to be a further Isser of Bishul afterwards. It's not fully cooked, it's only halfway cooked. Zakta Mishabura Chavav, Kemacha ben Jusoi, v'hu adin yoser. It's lav dafka. Zok de mishabura, even if it's more than halfway cooked, it's 3/4 cooked, it's still going to be an isra of bishul achar bishul, even if it's boiling hot, ad she yigomer bishulo, until it is fully cooked. Shayich bo bishul min atayra. There is still an isra of bishul midaraisa, so long that it is still going to be cooking. So if it's macha ben jusai, even if it's more than macha ben jusai, there would be an isra of bishul achar bishul, because it's not fully cooked. Even if it's ba'odar osel, sekodach av zayim, even though it's still boiling hot, but it's not fully cooked. Upashet afilu ayidei eino yehudi asa ligmar abishul. And it's pashet that even to ask a guy to do it would be aser to finish the bishul. The bishul is the raisa. Asking a guy to do a deraisa is not allowed. V'nirid de b'dievet ein laser atavshul. But b'dievet, if one did put this pot back on the oven and he cooked it again after it was at the point of machab and jusai and it was boiling hot, so b'dievet the fool will not be aser. T'yesh lismoch al aposkim shesovrim. Because you can rely on the poskim that hold. D'kevan shenizbashal k'machab and jusai. Once l'maisa it is cooked to the point of machab and jusai, shuv ein bazem yishum bishul. So the Mechaber is passing his usher. But there are others who say that once it's Macha ben Jusai, it's considered cooked, there's no longer an Isra Bishul. So for sure, it's absolutely usher to do. But if someone did it, so then we have what to rely on, not to ask for the dish. We can rely on the Shitas that say that Lemaisa, there is no longer an Isra Bishul once it reaches the point of Macha ben Jusai. I'd like to pause to read an important Bir Halacha over here. On this last Nakuda, Shayach Bo Bishul, the third one on the page. So the Mechaber just told us that if it was not fully cooked, even if it's Machab and Jusai, it's still Shayach and Isra Bishul while it's boiling hot. The after Hoya Yochel Lechol Aidei Atchak Mitchila Es Atavshil, even though when it's Machab and Jusai, it's half cooked, you could theoretically eat it. If you were pressed in the situation, you would eat it. It's edible. V'chayiv al shir k'machab and Jusai Mishum Avashel. And when you cooked it from raw, to Machab and Jusai, that would have been an Isra Bishul, that is Bishul, and now it's edible. Ukemosh Gazav Rama Perkes Alacha Hei. Mikomokom, Hamasaya Ligmor Kotzarche Bishulo. One who takes it to the next level, and he helps to finish up the rest of the Bishul, Gamhu Bishem Mevasha Yikimara Teira. That, Lufi the Rambam, will still be another Isra Bishul Daraisa. So although the person who maybe cooked it on Shabbos from raw to Machab and Jusai, that was an Issa Daraisa, and now it's even edible, but taking it further, according to the Rambam, will be vayter an Issa Daraisa. Ulefiza, according to this very practical application, im notal b'Shabbos ha-kedera min akira, if you took the pot on Shabbos from the oven, v'sofik lo im kfar nispashal kol tzarko, you took the chulad out Friday night to take some, in the proper way, and you're not sure if it's really fully cooked, osir lo lahachzir, you're not allowed to return it, avshu odo biyodo, even though you're still holding it, v'akira grufa, and it's covered, the coals are cleaned out, kol sheyesh chom b'akira sheyucha lehizbashel yoser al yidei amidas osham, if you're not sure if it's fully cooked, and the oven or the crock pot is very hot, and it's going to cook further, so that is a safek daraisa. You would not be able to put it back on. You thought it was fully cooked. You took it off. Now you're not sure it's fully cooked. You cannot put that chulat back on, even though it's garif akotim. You're still holding it. But the maisa of the crock pot's going to cook it further. That would be an isa daraisa. So though there are those who say that when it's at the point of Machab and Jusai, like the Mishabura just said, at the end of Chazayim, that there is no longer an Isra Bishul afterwards, it's a major Machalkas Rishonim, it's brought down in the next Berlacha, which we're not going to read, but Lamaisa the Machaber Paskins, that there is an Isra Daraisa of Bishul from the point of Machab and Jusai, and making it more fully cooked. That's an Isra Daraisa. And therefore, if you are not sure when you took the Cholent off Friday night in the proper way, you see it, then you're a little misupic about it. That would be a very big suffic daraisa to put it back on. That would be forbidden, because again, we're passing here in the Mechaber that cooking it from Machab and Jusai, or any point even further than that, to get fully cooked, that is going to be an Isra daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chof Ches. The Mechaber then clarified the all-important point that this whole discussion of Bishul Achar Bishul is only by things that have Morok, they have liquid. Rotzalomar, ha da amron de benistamik shayach bishul b'chol gavni. That which we said, that if it's cooled off, it's shayach bishul in all cases. That's only if there's moraks, if kodon choftes. De bedover lach. Because when it's something is liquid, kevon sha'ozil chamimusa benistanin. Since it's he left and it cooled off, Botel mimenu shame bishulu harishon. The bishul is gone. The pshat over here that all the achronim explained, the basic idea is that when you have liquid, let's take water. You cook water, and now it's fully cooked, and now it totally cools off. It's back to where it started. So that's why by liquids there's bishul achar bishul. Because once it cools off, the bishul is gone. Masha'en kein of food, if you cook the piece of chicken, and now it cools off, it's still a piece of chicken that's cooked. It's still edible. So a cooked dish, a food that is not liquid, once it is cooked and it cools off, it doesn't go back to its original status, and that's why we're saying ein bishul achar bishul. Masha'en kein a liquid, there is bishul achar bishul, because once it totally cools off, especially, the bishul is gone, so now you're re-cooking it. And even the post can discuss in the back of the sefer that even if you have some kind of rotave, some kind of sauce that's more like a salad, because once it's cooked, it doesn't really go back to its original status, but there's a low plug. Since by water it goes back, so they say by liquids there is an isra of bishul achar bishul. That's what the Mishabur is explaining over here in Chavtes, that dafka we're machmir by bishul achar bishul when it comes to a liquid, because there it's taka doing another bishul, it's starting from scratch again. Mashenkin, if it's a solid, it doesn't go back, even if it cooled off, to the original status, and therefore there would be no problem of bishul achar bishul. Sivkot and Lamed, the Mechaber said, avodover shin is bashal kfar v'hu yavish. Something that's fully cooked and it is dry, mutter l'shosa v'chavim b'Shabbos, you can soak it in boiling hot water on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Hainu, v'nisbashal kol tzarko. Again, it's because it's fully cooked. That's where you have this heter. Shenisbashal kfar, it's already cooked. Davka shenisbashal. This heter of bishul achar bishul by a salad is davka if it was cooked. Avalim lo nisbashal. But if it was not really cooked before Shabbos, Elo nishra mi Erev Shabbos b'kli rishon. Rather, it was soaked on Erev Shabbos in a kli rishon. Shayat, so let us know that was boiling hot. Oser l'shroso b'chamin shayat, so let us blend b'Shabbos. If it was cooked before Shabbos, you can soak it in a kli that's yad, so let us blend on Shabbos. If it was not cooked before Shabbos, it was just put in a kli rishon that's a yad, so let us blend before Shabbos, then you cannot put it in a kli that is yad, so let us blend on Shabbos. The afa gav de ein kantos eves bishul. Even though now on Shabbos you're not really adding on bishul, mikol makom still kol zman shalom nisbashal mamish. So long that it wasn't really cooked before Shabbos, elohaya b'kli rishon. It was only placed in a hot kli rishon. Nitosef bo tzas bishul. You are adding on a little bit of bishul kishemenicho pam sheni b'chamin. When you place it a second time in hot water. So if it was cooked before Shabbos, it's cooked, it's done. And therefore there's no problem of cooking or putting it into a kli rishon on Shabbos. But if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, it was just placed in a kli rishon and taken out, and now you put it again in a kli rishon, there it will be adding on bishul and it will be aser. V'yesh mekilim bedavar. And there are those who are making, and they say, no, if it was put in a kli rishon before Shabbos, so you're not adding anything by putting in a kli rishon again on Shabbos. V'das aprimegodim da mekilin mairi bedover shedarko v'tivo kal lihigomer bishulu apikli rishon shahusam in aish. Zakta primegodim, even those who are mekil, that if it was put in a kli rishon before Shabbos, you could put in a kli rishon on Shabbos. That's only by items that cook very easily, and by putting it in the kli rishon before Shabbos, it did the job. The mekilin is mairi bedover shedarko v'tivo. It's talking about a food that's nature is. It's very easy to finish his cooking. So then if it was put in a kli rishon that's off the fire before Shabbos, it was cooked. So that's why they say you could put it back in a kli rishon on Shabbos. But a food item that it's not its normal way to get fully cooked in a kli rishon, lukuli alma usr. Everyone agrees to put in a kli rishon again on Shabbos is going to be usr. V'tov lahachmir b'chol gavni ayin sham. And zakta primigodim, it's good to be machmir in all cases, ayin sham. V'chol zeh l'inyin l'shrosa v'kli rishon. This is all talking about putting it on Shabbos in a kli rishon. Ava l'shrosa b'kli sheni, but to put it on Shabbos in a kli sheni, av shayat so letesbo, even though the water is at a point of so letesbo, yesh l'hokel b'chol gavni, you can be lenient. Again, we're lenient by a kli sheni. Kevon shebe'erev Shabbos nishra b'chamin shayat so letesbo, and since it was already soaked before Shabbos in a kli that's yat so letesbo, you can be lenient to put it on Shabbos in a kli sheni that is a yat so letesbo. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kadlam Beis. So again, something that was fully cooked and it is dry, you're allowed to soak it. Rotzalomer sheheiriku hamorak mimenu. So, Dr. Mishabura, what does it mean it's dry? It was cooked already. Cooked means in water. So why is it dry? It means she'erikul ha'marak yomani, you pour it off the sauce. So the poskim discuss if there's still a little bit of juice inside. And we'll see this later. And as it cooks, the juice is coming out. That would be okay. There just can't be any liquid that you see on the outside. You pour it off the liquid. Even if it's moist on the outside or there's juices inside, that is going to be okay. That is called yavish. We'll see the details in the poskim. You can look at the note 42 in the back of the sefer. They handle that. We'll see more of it later on. But that's the idea. It's called yavish since you poured out the water that it was cooked in originally. Sefkadin lam and gimel, if in fact it is dry, like we're explaining, and it's fully cooked, so then you are allowed to put it into a kli rishon, mutu l'shroso, afilu b'kli rishon roseach, even in a boiling hot kli rishon, kidei sheni moach sham, so it should melt there, via davar lach, and will turn into a davar lach, and will turn into something that's wet. De'ein bishul achar bishul, because when it comes to a salad, there is no isser of bishul achar bishul. Avalo yitnu l'kirishon sha'omid al-gabe ha'ish. But you certainly cannot put it into a kirishon that is on the fire, and the Sharat Siyon points out in Memvav, nipnei ti diyesh machmirim dal ha'ish yesh bishul achar bishul. There are those who are machmir that putting it back on the fire would be an isra bishul achar bishul. V'od yesh b'zeh mishum chash chazara, that also we get into a problem of chazara, like we discussed earlier in Simon Reish and Gimel. We'll stop here and pick up with Vayter and Sif Dalet and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.